does that ever get this red flesh around it that won't heal?
Well, I don't know. We all use lime on a flesh wound. I've had a horse cut well that long, you know, and fill it up with air flak lime, mm-hmm. and that'll just turn outside and finally heal all up.
Hmm. What do you call that, that red, oh, red, angry-looking flesh? Anything special?
Well, we call that prod flesh.
Oh.
Prod flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the flesh that won't heal up, you know.
Uh-huh. And the lime takes that off?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Air flak lime.
Do you use much quinine around here in the early days?
Well, they always use that quinine. Boy, I've eaten enough quinine to fill a keg.
That was for malaria? Or?
That's for malaria.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Quinine's the main, that's a, you don't hear about it anymore. I guess they don't have some substitute, but that's all we lived on in the early days. We all kept a jug of quinine around in the cupboard.
Yeah, we had an awful thing. During the war, we couldn't get quinine, so they came up with Adabrin, a synthetic compound.
Yeah.
And they had us all eating Adabrin when we were down in the mosquito regions. My gosh, we all turned yellow.
Yeah.
You just get yellow as a bunch of peaches.
You used quinine, didn't you, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, it's 3 o'clock. Should I stop now?
No, you can go on.
Okay, well, I'll be finished by, I'll stop by 3:30 so I don't interfere with your program.
You going to get through today, are you?
Well, I'd like to come back again.
Oh, I come back again, yeah.
Clean up the odds and ends that I still have to ask about. You mentioned the funerals. You said you couldn't get anybody to come to the funeral. What do you call those people who come to a funeral?
Huh? You mean pallbearers?
Yeah. And if the widow wears black, you say she's...
Oh, that's in mourning.
Mourning,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they got these people down the grave. They've just two or three of that family that my mother helped bury, my mother nurse helped bury the man, the people that died.
Mm-hmm. And talking about these early difficulties, do you ever have trouble with stiffness in the joints?
No, I never bothered
in
this.
Was that common in the early days with the old people?
Well, not too much was it, Mother. Stiffening the joints. Get your joints get stiff.
Well, when the joints get stiff, you have to put something on for the limber them up to.
Brake fluid.
Brake fluid, that's good.
Brake fluid is good for that. Mighty good.
I'm going to try that next time.
You put that down in your memory, that brake fluid, because is wonderful.
It might kill you off, but Mother's 92 passed, so it ain't hurt her yet.
It won't work right away, anyway.
It won't work right away.
Listen, boy, I'll tell you another remedy I heard of the other day. A lady friend of mine told me her limbs hurt her so bad, and she tried everything she could try. So she got her old doctor book out, and her old doctor book told her to take a piece of cloth and wet it in vinegar and put on her limb, and then take a heat pad and put on that, and said she did, and it took every bit of the pain out, and she never had it since.
Hmm.
Now that's an easy remedy. Vinegar and a heat pad.
Uh-huh. That's worth remembering too. I have both of those. Did you have any trouble in the early days? Did people have the pain down here in their stomach in the right side? Nowadays they operate for it, I guess.
Appendicitis?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know what it was.
And they just
we had abscess on the lung. I had a brother that had the abscess on the lung. And they took him in at 31 miles in the buggy and had him operated on. And we went down to the creek and got some alum, called slippery alum,
mm-hmm.
and cut the bark off the outside, and they'd run that slippery alum through that hole, and he drained for about a month before he healed up. Kept that hole open so his lungs would drain out.
Mm-hmm.
That's abscess, you know.